Great. Welcome back to Spilling Labrador Tea Under Cedar Trees with Kate and Mads.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, June 1st. So happy 1 year in Walnut.
Happy 1 year in Walnut.
Yeah. One year ago, we moved into this glorious three-bedroom house that is currently our prison.
As you can hear, Madeline and I sound a little bit different. Because maybe I brought back something a little bit more than just souvenirs from Barcelona.
Mm, we love it. Yeah. out of the, 3-4 years of COVID, me working the entire time with children. Mm-hmm. It took one plane ride to take us down.
Oh, okay. I had to take four. So.
One entire day of plane rides?
Yeah.
We have COVID right
we
now.
We have the coronavirus. Mm,
it's the tail end, thankfully, but...
I hope so.
But, yeah. So, heads up, there will be coughing, sneezing, and or nose blowing.
During this episode. But don't worry, you can't catch COVID through listening to a podcast.
Thankfully, because you know what? It would have spread.
So fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So... I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Found out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Caitlin was sick for, a week?
Mm-hmm.
Almost a week?
Mm-hmm.
I was sick for a few days. And we're like, it's a cold. We tested. It was negative.
Tested negative twice.
Yeah. Well, you tested negative twice. I tested once. And then we went out for brunch because you were supposed to be leaving on Saturday.
Yes.
And Caitlin goes... can't taste my food. And I was like, no. Caitlin, no. Oh my gosh.
Couldn't taste pancakes.
So then we both came home and we're like, we're gonna do this. We're doing this together. We're gonna figure it out. 2 seconds into mine, dark lines. And I was like, all right, excellent.
My suitcase was already pretty much packed.
Yep.
Because I was supposed to be going to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours later.
Yeah. Just divulged into panic calling everyone, being like, what do I do?
Changed my flight, so now I'm not going to Nunavut until June 10th.
Yeah. I mean, you're still going, right?
Yes.
And safety first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't give me that look.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I can just still go. And I was like, Caitlin, no!
Oh my gosh. so I still cannot taste food. So we're going by foods by mouth feel. And texture.
It sounds like a terrible time. Like, I'm most of my symptoms are gone now, thankfully.
Okay, also, sure.
Blessed be.
Yeah. Wait till you listen to yourself back on this recording.
It's fine. I sound raspy. I'm just of age to, been a smoker for a while. And just fatigue,
mm-hmm.
Taking out the garbage and then getting immediately tired.
Yeah, the COVID fatigue is real. It was really, really, really hard on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've had at least some good experiences in the previously to this week. We were having some really good experiences, both of us. We had busy weeks, second to last week of June. Or May? Wow. Oh my god, what day is it?
Yeah. Cue the
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, music, because I can't keep track of what day it is anymore.
Wasn't it you guys trying to ask me the date the other day? And I was like, it's the 27th, right? And you're like, nope. Nope, definitely not. It's the 30th. And I was like, oh,
lost
no.
Lost 3 days.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
Yes, the second last week of mm-hmm. May mm-hmm. was in Barcelona.
Yep, and I was doing advocacy week with the CRE, mm-hmm. and I was doing some in-person modules with mm-hmm. YPP, which was awesome, and got to go to the legislature, which was awful, but, great time.
Lessons learned.
Right? And yeah. I was like, colonial spaces, love it, but members of the legislature got to chat with some people, got to have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never ordering from the legislature dining hall again.
Yeah.
Gluten-free options. Who needs them?
I know. We'll give you a whole celiac episode, okay?
No, it's okay. I don't want to do that. But we did some crazy things. Do you want to talk about Barcelona.
Yeah, sure. I went to Barcelona for the week, for the UNESCO World Higher Education Forum conference. I don't know, conference. And it was really interesting. I was a speaker throughout that week, talking about Indigenous perspectives in higher ed. And it was hot there. And so, like, I made the jokes of, like, the longer I'm here, the bigger my hair gets, because, like, the humidity was really intense.
It's like the Friends episode.
Yeah. And it was very beautiful there, too, obviously. And I got to see some folks that I haven't seen in a very long time, so that was really cool. And, you know, like, got to talk to other educators on why it's important to create more diverse and inclusive spaces in higher education. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. Also got to eat paella.
I was going to be like, don't forget the paella on the beach, because, like, that's what you've been telling everybody. I got to eat paella on the beach. And I was like, you know what? And you brought home COVID, all right? So... Shut your mouth.
I know, like, this time I go to Europe and I didn't lose anything.
I know, like, you brought something back.
I came back with COVID.
We knew there was something. She forgot.
My health.
Yeah.
It was tough, though. Like, the time difference was, like, 9 hours.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, like, your body is, like, run down from flying. And
you're
then...
a mess.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Like, smart mess, but a mess nonetheless.
Yeah. Ooh. Thanks for that, Ryan. and got to spend more time with some people that I really admire and I got to learn from. It's pretty cool getting to go with my thesis supervisor.
Yeah.
And so we got to spend some time together and learn more about each other and our lives. And I don't know, it was really neat. And also Sagrada Familia. That's still under construction.
Yeah.
Got to see this magical fountain that plays light shows every night, which was really neat. It was cute. Got to go with one of my project officers and, like, her kids. And obviously, this is before I had COVID. and that they're really cute, and it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it sucked on the way back. The flight getting delayed for, like,
oh my gosh,
forever.
That was the longest day of my life. And, like, this girl judges me because I'm like, well, I'm going to try to take a nap. And she's like, okay. Because, like, she's like, I've been flying all day. And I was like, that's cool. But I actually have to see in order to drive on the highway to come pick you up from the airport at 2 a.m. And she's like, I can cab. And I was like, it's fine. I'm coming. I didn't end up napping, though. Like, it didn't happen. So, like, I brought Jessica with me because I was like, I can't. I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. I need you to talk
My
to me.
My eyes hurt. I need you to keep me awake. We made it back all right, though.
It was brutal. The flight, I already had, like, a 5-hour layover in Toronto. And then the flight was delayed by another 3.5 hours. So that was something else. However, like, as many flight delays happen, and that's really inconvenient to my life and to others' lives, I'm just really glad that each time my luggage has made it back.
You know what?
Yeah.
It wasn't delayed. It was right there, you know?
Yeah.
It was great, because I think I would have cried more if it was, like, your luggage wasn't there. But, like, I'm gonna go home. You can either be in the car or not at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, in all my travels, I've only had my baggage not show up once.
Yeah.
But then having it dropped off later that evening. So it was just on a later flight. And I was like, thank God.
But technically with this one, it was, you wouldn't have gotten it until the next day.
Yeah.
Because that was after hours.
Yeah.
Everyone at the airport's like, we want to go home. Like, wrap it up.
1:30 in the morning.
There's just like home. Me trying to be like, is that the plane? Like, guessing at lights in the sky. I'm like, no, that's a spaceship. It's fine.
It's the aliens are finally coming.
Take me. Like, oh my goodness. No. I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks. Yeah, I got to sneak into, like, a UNESCO chair meeting. Yeah.
Rebel.
I am. Actually, I was invited.
That's not sneaking then.
Well, I was invited by the Canadians.
Oh.
Not... And they're like, you just want to come in this meeting with us? And I was like, I mean, sure.
My friend said I could come.
Yeah. That was the vibe. And, like, I had to do introductions, and everyone, like, looked at me, and I'm like, you may look at me and think I'm too young to be UNESCO chair. You're exactly right. Right.
You're not wrong.
I'm a student. Hi.
Hi there. Just here to represent me.
Yeah. Just learning. Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no. It was nice, though. But I would like to go back to Barcelona, but with my friends.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Bad memories of Barcelona now. I wasn't even there. But it'll forever live in me now. It's okay. No, I think it would be wonderful. Though you said Madrid would be nicer.
I'm sorry?
You had said Madrid?
Yes. Madrid would be nicer. Yeah.
But either way, Spain. We'll just go to Spain.
Yeah. All right. How was the ledge? How was YPP?
Oh, my God. It was a wild ride. So, my week was, like, crazy that entire week. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting with a member of parliament on Tuesday. I met with MP Benita Zarillo and talked about... Oh my God, what did we talk about? Honestly, that was like 2 weeks ago now.
I know.
We just chatted about a bunch of things. It was only like a 30-minute meeting, and there was me and one other person through the Canadian Roots Exchange doing Indigenous Advocacy Week. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting for sure. It was a nice round for me to get like that first step in of like that experience of chatting with an official. Mm-hmm. I've never done that in any setting that it was like I'm participating fully. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been with you and you've been like, hey, this is my roommate. I think that was like Carol James. Like, that was about it. Right. But like, that was my first one. It went well. I turned in completely red. It was Zoom. I turned completely red. I was a tomato. I was warm. I was sweating.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, there's literally like four of us in the Zoom call, and it's the most informal thing. Like, it's fine. But my body was like, no. but it was fine. It was good. It was just a very small exchange, but I was like, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to go to the ledge. Yeah. I wasn't ready to go to the ledge. So Thursday was a freaking was like one of the longest days of my life. It was great. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was incredible to finally meet everybody in my cohort.
Yeah.
I love all of them. Also, my God, Clover. She touched my foot. It freaked me out. So the day started before 7:30. Mm-hmm. I had to leave. I cabbed. It was weird to cab in the city when I could drive. But we met up. We went to the ledge, like, immediately. And we were there until, just around 1. And we had breakfast in the dining hall, which was, you know, pleasant. And then we went to questioning period and, like, ooh, fiery. I just really enjoy, like, everyone heckling each other. It was a vibe.
Yeah, that's what's up.
We had a tour of the ledge. Brief. It was, like, 10 minutes. Very uncomfortable with some of the spaces. Like, they have, like, an orange shirt in a frame in, like, part of the thing as, like, a memorial. And I was like, that's weird. Like... I mean, good try, but, like, no, thank you.
But what about it made it feel weird to you?
Like, just in the space of, like, this old building where it has, like, colonial artwork all over it, and then there's just, like, this, canoe. They have a canoe there that was gifted to them as, like, a we're all on the same boat is basically the vibe that the tour guide was trying to say it was gifted as. By the local nations, and I was like, okay. And then like immediately across from, but those are the only two like Indigenous pieces. Like, that was the only Indigenous things within this entire building that I actually saw at all, which like just gave off like weird vibes of them being like, look, Indigenous representation. You're like, really? Is that really?
Yeah.
So, it was just weird. And then we went for lunch. Basically I was told, well, the people that you want to sit with may or may not show up. If not, like, you're going to go sit over here. Shout out to the YPP team, like, really killing it. I know that it was like a struggle and there was a lot of work going into it. So nothing against any of that. It was just kind of one of those things where like, I know you all need to eat lunch. Don't even lie to me.
Yeah.
All right. Come and look at me in the eyes. So I sat with David Eby for a few minutes. Talked about housing, especially Indigenous housing in the urban communities, mm-hmm. The lack of, and that kind of thing, and him talking about, like, there's slowly things going into motion about, like, funds going towards housing on reserve. And I went, cool. What are you going to do in the meantime?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So that was very short and brief. And then I sat with Rashna Singh, I believe. And she is, I don't remember now.
Isn't she anti-racism?
Yes, anti-racism. Thank you. I was there very briefly. It was very lovely to hear. Like, she's very, like, she really wants to, like, have youth participation in things, and she loves to hear from everybody about issues that they have. I talked about work, not necessarily my policy issue, just because, like, I didn't see where it would fit with my policy, but I was like, I'm gonna get the word in for work about, like, Indigenous organizations, nonprofit especially, not getting the proper funding that they should for the work that we're doing, especially since we're serving the most needed, like, the communities that need the most, and, like, we're the frontline workers in that area. And we understand the communities better than, you know, the other mainstream organizations. Not saying that they're not doing good work, but obviously we, most of the people working in our company organization are Indigenous. I believe we deserve to be paid properly. I know we're a union, and that's a whole other conversation, but and she turned around and said, I would love if you got in contact with me and we could talk about what that funding looks like and stuff like that, and I'd love to hear more about your ideas and what issues you're seeing. And I was like, totes. Didn't end up getting a card from her. She had forgotten them, so now I have to look up her information. But I definitely will probably try to reach out to her at some point. And then we went back. We got to hang out at the Songhees Wellness Center. Shout out to our hosts, Nation. Just got to enjoy the beautiful space there and talk more about some other stuff. It was really cool just to be able to chat with everybody in person about our policy asks, especially, like, over meals. Like, it was an 8 a.m. to an 8 p.m. day, and my brain was on fire by the end of it. Like, I was like, I need to go lie down. Like, I can't feel my eyes. And then Friday, again, was just, like, a full day. Got to hang out with Jessica at work, though, so that was fun. It was a really phenomenal experience, and I am feeling really good and, like, really proud of myself for, like, taking the initiative. Like, I'm living out my New Year's resolution of just going for shit I want to do. And I'm like, I've always been slightly interested in policy and, like, the combination of advocacy and policy. And so this is definitely a good stepping stone for me. And I get to write a policy ask at the end of this program. So, like, both terrifying, and I want to throw up and cry every day, but, you know, I'm also excited. it was great. I was exhausted. I was so tired. And then I had to go pick you up. And then the illness began. And so, like, I feel like my body was like, you need to relax. And then I got sick. And then you were like, haha, forced relaxation. And then trying to work from home when, like, most of my things that I need are at work locked in a drawer, so I can't even get anyone to bring it to me because I have the only key. It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm dying on the inside. But my, work's been very understanding and being like, just take your time. Like,
yeah,
get better. And I was like, I will. I'll be back next week. So crazy.
Yeah, arguably, you've been much more busy than me.
I mean, that was, like, one of my busiest weeks for a while. And then, I think, the week before, I was also fairly busy as well. Like, I had done mental health first aid training.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it was, it's just been go, go, go. And, like, officially, as of, like, I think, next week, I have my last two YPP modules, and then we're not seeing each other again until September, when we get to actually present our policy asks in Vancouver, which, you know, if you're around, you're going to be coming to.
Yes.
And just, like, things will finally settle down. I will literally be doing nothing but work at that point, instead of trying to do work in, like, three different programs. Because my last week of bi is a Saturday as well, and then so bi is done, CRE advocacy week is done. And then as of next week, YPP is done until September. Well, I mean, I still have to work on stuff, but it's spread out. But, oh my God, it's been a crazy 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm gonna start a new job. And I was like, and do this, and do that, and do this.
Yeah, but they all end basically no, at the I same know. Time.
But like, I was like, hey, I'm gonna do all of these things at once. But I managed.
Yeah.
Made it through. Only missed a couple things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But due to having to do other things.
Yeah.
So, worked out. We did it.
And all the new knowledge you've acquired.
Oh my god. My brain's full of it. Not right now. I think I lost some.
The brain fog is so
I coughed
real.
Some of it out. Maybe when this NyQuil phase just disappears. Mm-hmm. I might reacquire some things. But yeah, no. Definitely have learned a lot.
You got to meet lots of new people.
Mm-hmm. Done lots of networking, which, you know. But it was great. I did really enjoy it. And it just made me go, like, I want to go back to school. Like,
yeah.
I do miss school a lot. And then it's making me kind of question, like, exactly what I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't love what I'm currently doing, but I know I'm missing some elements that I got to really enjoy over those few days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to figure it out. Stepping stones, you know?
That's why we try new things.
Yeah, it's meant to happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The quest for more knowledge is not a bad one.
No. Just trying to figure out exactly what I want to go back to school for.
Yeah.
I think I've nailed it down,
mm-hmm.
but we'll see.
Yeah.
I like to play it fast and loose. Not really.
No,
I'm
don't.
Just kidding. I overthink everything.
Oh, ow.
The cats have been ruling our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been terrible doctors.
No, they're atrocious.
Yeah.
What do we think biting my toes is going to heal me? This makes me mad.
Exactly.
Exactly. Love you.
I love you. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's been a busy time until we've both been forced to sequester. And it's bad because Madeline and I are both like heavy work people. Like, work is what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm getting mad because I'm getting bothered for two reasons. One, because I can't work.
Yeah.
And two, because work and others are asking me for things
yeah.
that I'm responsible for. But I'm like, I can't hear properly.
No. Can't hear properly. I can't taste anything. My smell's a little off. Also, Lynn said no.
Yeah. Like,
Lynn told you not to work. The vid's going around, though. Like, you're not the only one at work who has it, so.
It's true.
One
of the last members on the team to get
you
it,
did,
though.
You were, so that's pretty cool.
Pretty good.
I wouldn't say cool, but my bad. You're like, I won!
It was a race to the bottom.
Started from the bottom. Now we're lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what have we watched in the last?
Oh, God. Okay, so...
We've been home since Saturday.
We're both workaholics.
Yes.
But we also do love our days in just going to town on television, usually in an educational setting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm starting to get congested. Because we love to learn.
Yes.
But then, you know, when you're... What day are we on? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what? We're on day 5.
Yeah.
So after a couple of days, you're kind of like, one, I don't want to be stuck on this couch anymore. So we have ventured out to our front yard. I walked around the house on the outside and on the inside. But, oh my God. What? I don't even remember Saturday. Saturday was basically the end of the day anyways. We were like, it was afternoon when we were like, oh, we shouldn't have gone out.
Yeah. Yikes.
We wore our masks. It's fine. Other than, and we had brunch was outside away from basically the entire restaurant.
Yeah.
So it was fine. We were fine. My brain will load. Sunday. Oh my God. What did we do on Sunday? Do you remember Sunday?
I don't remember Sunday.
Anyways, Sunday wasn't important then. Who cares?
I think it means we slept most of Sunday.
Was that the night? No, we didn't do 9/11 stuff on Sunday.
No, I think we did that on Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
What did we do on Sunday then? We started Sunday and we're like, tomorrow we'll do... Oh, it was Aliens. There we go. So we watched all Alien films on Sunday.
Yeah.
Did we find... Oh, we watched that weird... It was supposed to be a documentary, but it was fake.
Yeah. Skyman.
Yeah, so we watched Skyman.
Independence Day.
Independence Day. Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Also, we have a question for the group. I would love to hear the answer for this. All right. So, if you've seen Pacific Rim, you know basically the basis of it. The question we kept asking each other throughout all of these films was, if you were the president, how would you respond to an alien invasion or a kaiju invasion?
Yeah.
All right? We didn't have very good answers, but we would love to know anyone else's opinions.
Yes. The reason why we asked this is because we want to keep our brains somewhat functional.
Yeah, so we were trying to keep it going and, like, asking each other questions. So we were awake and engaged, even though, honestly, we should have napped more in those first few days instead of, like, now. We're like, now the exhaustion has hit. And then, yeah, on Monday, we watched so much 9/11.
A lot of 9/11.
A lot of 9/11.
That was National Geographic crushed it.
Yeah, they really did. It was a very interesting, very sad, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was, there was some stuff that, like, we had never seen before. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, what did we do yesterday? Yesterday was M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan Day. And Fantastic Beasts.
Right? No.
No, 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 that was, oh my God, I'm getting my days mixed up. Monday? Was Sunday 9/11? No. Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh my God.
So, but 9/11, went Aliens 9/11, M. Night Shyamalan, and then yesterday was Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, we watched all of Fantastic Beasts yesterday.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah. Pretty good.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, actually, we can't talk about any of that. Sorry.
Those are inside thoughts. For M. Night Shyamalan, we watched The Village.
Signs. And Old.
And Old.
Old was freaky.
Really freaky. And it, like, it's also really freaky watching it while you're sick.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh. I don't want to end up on the beach. I'll be fine. No, because, like, Signs is just,
it just
slaps. Not that it's scary and or new.
Except I always jump at that one part.
One part?
When they come out of the bushes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You weren't even watching at that part. You were doing something else. And then I was like, ah! And you're like, oh, yeah. And then The Village isn't really scary anymore, but it makes me go, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, what did we do?
Today, I was working, Caitlin.
Yeah. We were all responding to emails today.
Yes, I was looking at the emails. I did some work for my other job. Nothing super fascinating. We took a nap.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we watched things about cults.
Yes. We watched a documentary about the Tony Alamo Christian Church.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Pretty much tracks the rest of how other cults kind of go.
Yeah. It was a normal theme, but it was more like, ooh, that went for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. The time frame was really impressive.
I was like, look. Okay.
1970 until,
it was 1960s, actually. Oh, it was when it first started. Until early 2000s.
Basically until 2012.
Yeah. Gross. Excellent.
Very long time.
Uh-huh. Did we watched something before that, didn't we? Oh, no. We were just listening to a podcast.
No, we were listening to another podcast.
We were listening to a podcast while I was doing work. And it was actually really good.
Yeah, it was a really good podcast.
We were listening to a podcast that's called Sounds Like a Cult.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's through different, like, institutions or ideologies.
It started off with SoulCycle and how SoulCycle is a cult.
It also has CrossFit too.
Yeah, CrossFit's on there and like astrology and it was just really good to listen to while I was trying to do work and be sad. Caitlin and I are gonna make it through this. And then we're never going to speak to each other again.
Yeah, we're really actually be foes.
Yeah. My sentence is over.
It's okay, because then on June 10th, I'm gone.
Except I couldn't remember time. can really tell that I don't actually, like, I'm ill and I don't remember what date it is. I mean, I know what day of the week it is currently. But if you ask me what day it is, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Because for some reason I kept being convinced that Caitlin was leaving this Friday. And then she kept being like, well, we'll go for walks and we'll do this. Will you have time before I leave? And I was like, you leave on Friday. We're stuck in the house until then.
Yeah.
And then she's like, the 10th. And I was like, yeah, Friday. And she's like, that's next Friday. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What day is it?
She tried to kick me out of the house earlier. It's basically what you're off.
If I had my way, she'd be gone. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Jokes aside, I'm tired.
And we're getting through this by the power of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time we're doing COVID tests, we're like, power of friendship.
Yeah.
And yet Jessica's avoided it, so.
Yeah, Jessica's still testing negative, so good for her.
Say it like you mean it.
Good for her.
We need someone to get us things.
That's true, actually.
Someone to tell us what it's like out in the real world.
I miss the laughter.
Do people still laugh out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in all, COVID sucks and it's super boring.
Oh my god. I want to cry. I've never yelled at my roommates more to end my life than I have over the last couple days. You ever just like hang your head off the couch, feet on the wall, being like, when will this end? Like,
honestly.
Like, the symptoms are starting to go. Kudos. Great. Excellent. Caitlin will taste things again one day. Hopefully one day soon. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Like, I can't taste this.
And then I'm the idiot that goes, you want to try this? And she's like, I can't taste anything. And I went, you want to feel what this feels like?
No, I don't.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It was like a little bleak this morning. I was like, I'm sad.
There's me like trying to get up and be like a normal human being, trying to get out of bed, you know, to start my work day, quote unquote, like I normally would. And there was just me staring into the laptop, staring at my reflection in the laptop, being like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. It's grim, and we didn't even have it as bad as some people.
It's true. Yeah, we're very
lucky. Oh my god, shout out to those people who like made it.
Yeah.
Now we will soon learn the lifelong repercussions of getting this illness.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll never taste again. I'm kidding. Oh my god, knock my on god. Wood, take that out of the universe.
Wow. Wow.
You'll only ever be able after to this. You only ever be able to taste the first few bites here.
Yeah, we've narrowed it down. I get the first three bites and then it goes all bland.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so strange. Like, I really can't get over the pineapple, right? Because like, we're eating pineapple to try to cut the mucus, and then like eating pineapple, and you know what pineapple tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not tasting it. All I'm tasting is texture and temperature. Cold.
But, her being like, I can feel the spiciness.
Yes.
We need to have spicy food to help. Oh my gosh. Okay, what did we do before though?
Oh my gosh. We were like, health is wealth. We're gonna crush this cold that we have. Oh my god. Oh my god. We were doing shots of like cayenne, ginger, and lemon.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, eating a clove of garlic.
Yeah.
Steaming ourselves with Vicks.
Well, we still do that, but
it helps a little bit.
It does. It helped my sore throat so much.
I'm glad it helped your sore throat.
I was a nightmare.
You were. Yes. What else did we do?
We did like emergency.
Yeah. Immunity things.
Yeah.
Immunity tea.
And I was like, can I overdose on zinc? Is that a thing? I've had so much zinc.
We're like, we're gonna crush this. And I'm like, why aren't we getting better?
And then Caitlin lost her taste, and I went, oh, it's because we have COVID. Goodness. But, yeah.
Right.
Be lucky we caught it where we live, all right?
Yes. Yeah, and before I left.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah. I was like, you need to know before you get on a plane and take this up north.
Would have been in big trouble.
Yep.
By the governments.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Caitlin's the end of our own community. Downfall of our own
community. Currently the downfall of the house.
Just me. Just me.
This is 50% of the house.
And maybe the cat.
This is 75% of the house.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's okay. And how, like, are we so thankful for our health after this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To be able to breathe through both nostrils.
Yeah.
To be able to, I don't know, go halfway through a day before I get tired instead of, you know, halfway through my laundry.
Getting tired.
Halfway through the shower. Oh my God. Like one of the, well, okay, well, I've been showering normal frequency like I normally would, but this last shower I took, I swear, I got like halfway through and I was like, do I have to finish? It's like, I want to go back to bed now. I was actually like exhausted. And so, like, immediately after, I laid down the couch and I was like, and I'm done for now, so. And then we go for our walks and Jessica yells, don't go too fast.
You won't get tired.
Don't get tired on your walk. And I was like, shut up.
Came back exhausted.
Yeah. And then we're like, and nap time.
Yep.
Netflix is really making its money. I'm so glad we have so many. So streaming. Many apps.
Yeah. What do we have? We have Apple. We have Crave.
Yeah. Apple, Crave, Prime, Disney Plus.
Netflix.
Netflix.
YouTube when we're desperate.
Yeah, YouTube when we're desperate. We have Masterclass, which I'm surprised we haven't tapped into that.
I think it causes too much like brain power.
Yeah, I have to think too much for that one. Even though we were watching the prehistoric dinosaurs yesterday.
Oh, that was so fun.
It was great. It was great. David, I loved it. I really enjoyed. Jessica's like, are you watching an American show? And we were like, it's David Attenborough. Like, it's just
dinosaurs.
National Geographic.
And it's more accurate. They have feathers and fur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want the dinosaurs that have, like, their neck bones pop out or something.
No. Oh, my God. There's, like, these really long-necked dinosaurs, but they have, like, bubbles that, like, blow out. When they breathe, and I almost died. Like, I hid under the blanket and asked for them to tell me when it was over, because I literally was gagging watching it. Because, no. Thank you. No, okay, move on with this topic.
So that being said, if you have any suggestions for us on what next we should watch as a theme, we're open to it.
We're here for the next 2 days, for sure. I don't think I'm going to be able to go back into work for the rest of the week.
No. That's nice of you to even, like, think you could.
I tried.
I've come to terms. I gave up.
I'm so bored.
I know. Me too.
I miss my friends.
I know. Me too.
I don't want to see myself anymore.
No. We haven't hit the point of, like, running out of things to talk about yet, like, as friends, so that's really good.
Oh, well, I mean, like, we've lived together for, like, three years? 2 years. 3 years.
3 years.
3 years. Remember I tried to say this the last time, and I think I was like, didn't we already live together for 3 years? And you're like, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
We've been here like for it. 1 year.
We've been here for 1 year.
We're in the apartment for 2.
April was 3 years that we have been living together.
Yes.
Yes. So just over 3 years. We've been living together.
Yeah.
But we have been friends since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, ew. Why are we so old?
I don't know.
We were so young when we met.
And healthy.
And healthy. Maybe not mentally.
yeah, so if anybody goes, hey, you should watch that. That would be really great.
And yeah, any good, like, documentaries or just movies you think we'd be into? Any alien movies, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hit us up.
Our favorite alien movie is Battleship.
No, don't tell people that.
Slaps.
We'll be judged.
Yep. That's okay. I don't have much left anyways. And also if you want us our thoughts on other movies that we've watched during COVID, let us know.
Yeah. We've watched so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired now.
I'm winded.
I need to blow my nose. And I refuse to do that on the mic, all right?
All right. So, love you all.
Much love. Don't come to our house right now. is all I say.
No.
Unless you want the vid. Then come here and you'll get a big smooch.
You can find us everywhere where podcasts are.
Apple Podcasts.
Spotify.
Pocket Podcasts. Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, Pocket Podcasts is real.
I remembered one.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram under Spilling Lab Tea under Cedar Trees. And
you could also follow our own personal ones or hit us up if you're more comfortable directing a message to just one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mads Begin, Kate Adams.
Mm-hmm. Stay well, friends.
Stay well. Stay healthy. Health is wealth, people.
See you later.
In the multis.